Well, this morning we have Cass County naturalist Laura Canning in studio with us because it's just about that time to spend a little some quality time with the swans, the trumpeter swans here locally. Good morning.
Good morning.
You get excited about the soiree with the swans?
I do. I love my trumpeter swans. Come on.
My trumpeter swans. They really are our trumpeter swans,
yes,
aren't they? We
yes.
look at them as something that's unique to our area because they come back every
yeah,
year.
Yeah, that they have been coming here for 20 winters, technically. So there's one winter they've been, they took one winter off, which, so technically 21, but 20 winters we've had actual swans here in Atlantic. So well, of course then, since it's going to be 2020 and 20 winters, since we're going to be having our soiree with the swans, we haven't decided what we're going to do, but we're going to make it a little extra special this year. We've got something up our sleeve. So you'll have to come out this year to our soiree with the swans on January 4th. It's a Saturday. And it's out at Lake 4, barring any horrible bad weather. We do have a bad weather location, and things like that. It just depends on the air temperature or if there's a wind chill warning when people really shouldn't be outside. So, but our backup location is this year. It's going to be at the Armory downtown. So not far from the lake. But we will make sure that we get that out on the radio if we have to go to our backup weather location as
sure,
well.
Sure. Before we get too deep into this year's, that one year where they just didn't show up here.
Right.
Any reason why?
Yeah. So, no, we don't know. So they started coming in 98, 99, and they came, and there was only like 4 to 6 of them that year. And then the 99 to 2000 year, there was no swans.
Hmm.
And so, but then ever since then, so the 2000, 2001 winter, they were back, and they kept bringing more and more and more and more and more and more and more friends.
Is it kind of odd that they came back after they showed up one year, just a few of them, then that didn't show up the next year, but then they showed up in force after that?
Right. Even the next 2 years after that, there was probably maybe the most we had was maybe 20 mm-hmm. those 2 years. But back then, you've got to also think of that their population was a little bit lower.
Sure.
All right, and now that their population is doing so good out there, we have much more. And that's also why we do get a little bit more here too as well. So
when it comes to their locations to overwinter, they are kind of creatures of habit.
Yes, they're creatures of habit, and there's only about, we say there's only 4 to 5 official wintering sites in Iowa, and even then the DNR added a fifth one a couple years ago that is an official wintering site near Des Moines. So.
Yeah, and I know sometimes they'll introduce them to different sites, but
mm-hmm.
this one here at Schoberg is organic, right?
Yep,
they just
showed up. Yep, you got it. And Blaine Benkin in Messina mm-hmm. had a restoration pond at the time. So we don't know if after 2000, if any of the ones were his. We do have accounts of his banded ones
mm-hmm.
That were free flying coming back to Atlantic and not going far from the home nest or being where they're from for a couple years.
We've talked about this with other species, or an owl recently.
Mm-hmm.
It is kind of cool to be able to see some of those that are banded and
right.
follow their movements, kind of follow
right.
their activity. We don't know as much about those as we sometimes think we do, and
right.
it's kind of neat to see what they're doing,
mm-hmm.
where they are, and,
yeah.
and why they stop at different places.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, you know, it comes back down to a little bit of money, that why we don't band them anymore, besides the fact that they are doing so well in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
It does go back down to a little bit of money that we don't band them anymore. But it has given us a really clear picture. We've done it for we've banded for more than 20 years here in Iowa, and it's given us a good clear picture of their longevity and how they're doing out in the wild as well. I think our Iowa swan that has lived the longest was 22 years old.
Oh,
we
wow.
wouldn't have known that out in the wild unless they were banded.
Sure.
So I think Wisconsin takes the cake. I think they had one that lived almost to be 26 out in the wild.
Wow.
And they're still, Wisconsin is one of the states that still bans a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So we will see yellow bands is Wisconsin. And 2 years ago, I want to say, 2 years ago, we had a yellow banded swan make it to Atlantic, which is actually kind of interesting because they come from Wisconsin. Usually Cedar Rapids, they see more of the Wisconsin bands and things like that.
Sure. But. Well, it is interesting to be able to follow that. And it's pretty amazing some of these live more than 20 years when you consider all the risks that they run into out there.
Yeah. And, you know, in our swan releases, our zoos make up such an important part of growing, helping with the babies and things like that. We're very lucky to have Kansas City Zoo, very close, and they bring up their babies to Southwest Iowa. Almost in the last 2 years, our releasal swans have come from Kansas City Zoo or Baltimore, which is out east, Baltimore Zoo. So, they play a critical role that people forget about too. That, you know, I can go look at them in a zoo, but what they're actually doing to help those species out there too.
Well, and it's neat though, like at the Shulburn Quarry Pond here, where you get a chance to go out and take a look, and it's always amazing to me how well they get along with the geese. There's so many geese out there.
Yes.
But you can pick out the swans real easily because they stand out, obviously.
Yes. Yeah. And we've been averaging over 100. I think the last I counted was about 130, 140. So we've been averaging right in that range, and it was just, the DNR called to check on us before our soiree and stuff, and he asked how many we had and things like that, and I said it was like night and day. It was Wednesday, we had 44. The Thursday, the next day, we had over 130. We were like, what? Yes.
Wow.
So we don't know. And they look at that too, if it's weather patterns that bring them in or make them move like that, things like that. So the DNR was really interested to see how many we had right before Christmas. So.
Sure. Well, we've had some cold days, but they've kind of been isolated so far. Yep. We'll have them. It'll come sooner or later. But so far, the weather's been great for the swans here. Mm-hmm. The water's open and no chance of freezing.
And they're going out. We don't have snow yet. Right. So they're going out and they're getting the corn out of the waste grain out of the fields and things like that. So it's been going great. So, everybody can come on out to our soiree with the swans and hear more about programs, ask me questions, things like that. We kind of repeat the same program every half an hour. So don't worry that you have to come right at the beginning. Make it fit into your schedule. We do it from 11. And then our last program starts at 2:00. If we're out at the lake, Lake 4, which is right there off of Highway 83. And then if we're in the winter backup or bad weather backup, we'll have just one program, and that'll go about an hour. We'll be in the armory for about an hour with a light lunch.
Sure. Do you see a lot of faces over and over again, same faces year after year?
Yeah, some? We do see some. In this event, we pull from lots of different states too. It's become to be known a little bit more on the western side of Iowa here. There's a soiree kind of with swans in Des Moines, and then way eastern Iowa is another wintering site. So, we pull people from Nebraska, Missouri, and Kansas and things like that. So
there's always a danger of locals thinking, oh, yeah, the swans, yeah, they're here every year, whatever. But why should we not take that attitude? Why should we be interested?
Right. I tell people, it's probably one of the things we take for granted that also brings a lot of tourism to Cass County and things like that. People, there's now birding groups on Facebook and things like that. And we'll go in and we'll post how many swans we have and things like that. People will drive a couple hours to come see something that they want to take a picture of and things like that. So it really does bring in a lot of tourism and things like that.
I can vouch for that. We've had folks stop by the station here just coming into town from the north saying, hey, we've heard about these swans. Now, where do we find them?
Right.
Fortunately, we can tell them real easy from here where to find them.
Yes.
Very good. So lots of folks do come by and do check that out. And you are welcome as well, not just on your own time whenever you would like, but also with the Soiree with the Swans event coming up again. That's on January the 4th. That's a Saturday. And again, as Laura mentioned, they'll do 10-minute presentations every half hour, starting at 11, and the last one beginning at 2:00 that afternoon. Lots of opportunity just from even the simple things of what you should and shouldn't feed them because, yeah, you know, there are some things you want to follow.
Mm-hmm. And pull it, you know, just pull it and hang out, at, you know, come talk to us. And we usually have plenty of staff on hand and volunteers that help us out that day, grilling hot dogs. And we will have a little bit of swan merchandise to hang out. So if you're an avid swan lover, you know, we've got some magnets and some decals and things like that.
So they can feed themselves and feed the swans at the same time.
Exactly.
Oh, perfect day. And this is obviously a great opportunity for the kids to get up and close.
Yes, yes. Especially if it's cold that day, you know, or even if it's a nice day, it doesn't matter. Get them outside.
Well, put that on your calendar. Saturday, yeah. January 4th. Hope you get a chance to enjoy that. Laura, thanks for coming
by. Thanks for having me.